The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, this is 1380 WPHM. It's always fun to talk with Mike Avery from Outdoor Magazine. He's here with us at the Blue Water Convention Center at the Home Sport and Garden Show. Mike, great to have you here. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's nice to see you again.
Yeah, nice to see you too. We talk from time to time. We exchange emails, but to see each other in person is something we haven't done in a good long time.
A long time, and it's nice to be here. This is wonderful. You were able to get the show back up and running.
Yeah.
This is great, and I appreciate the invitation.
It sure feels like things are getting back to normal. What are some of the trends in hunting and fishing around Michigan right now?
Right now, the state is waking up to springtime, and people are fishing. They're looking forward to turkey season. I look out here at this river, and I want to get my fishing rod and get out here.
And it's amazing. You will see day and night, any time of the year, there are people out there fishing.
Well, this is a beautiful resource here. This fishery is full of fish, walleye, salmon, trout, sturgeon, you name it. If it swims in Michigan, you've got it right out here outside your back door.
Yeah, absolutely. We always talk to our friends over at
Probate.
Probate, yeah, Anderson's Probate. Joel always has, he and the guys over there always know what's biting and where to find it.
Yeah, I've talked to him on my show before. He's a great resource, and he is dialed into this fishery and everything on this side of the state, yeah.
You mentioned turkey hunting. It's getting to be that time of year, too.
Oh, it is. As I was driving over here this morning, I'm looking at all the fields. I'm thinking, where can I find birds? Where can I see strutters? And I did see a few amongst the raindrops. I saw a few birds out there. It's time to get ready for that, too.
Is it my imagination, or is the turkey population on the rise? I mean, I live in a suburban neighborhood. We have turkeys all the time.
It's funny, statewide and even across the country, the turkey population is declining. Mm-hmm. And the biologists are wondering, why is this? And nobody's been able to put their finger on it. But like you say, in pockets around, like in my backyard, I see birds all over the place.
Yeah.
I can't hunt them there, but I see birds. Maybe that's why they're there. But yeah, it's a turkey population. Bear population in Michigan is growing. And even though the bear population is growing, the DNR cut back on the number of tags for this fall because they don't want to negatively impact that population, that resource.
Is that bear population on the move, too? I always used to think only in the far northern reaches of the UP, but we're starting to see them a lot further south, aren't we?
Oh, that's a great point. Even in the central part of the Lower Peninsula now, we see bears moving that direction, especially as they come out of their dens here now, out of semi-hibernation, which they do. You're going to start to see more bears. I think it's great that we have a bear population moving south. Another thing that's on the rise, of course, coyote population. You see coyotes all over the place, which is, you know, some people say, well, there's too many, and there probably are, and we need to decrease the population of predators to keep the game bird population up. But it's just nice that we have so many different populations of fish. Our resources here in this state, our natural resources are wonderful. Everything's not perfect,
right,
but I love this state.
Well, and that's why we're still here, right?
When I had the TV show, I had a chance to travel the country, even travel the world. I looked forward to coming right back here to Michigan every time. I love this state.
Well, it is so diverse. As you point out, there are so many different species, so many different things to see. And even if you're not a hunter, you can get out and enjoy wildlife here.
It's a beautiful state. I mean, just drive around, open your eyes, see what's here. And you don't have to drive far to find wildlife or beautiful scenery or great natural resources. Again, I think we're just absolutely blessed here.
You've been doing your show so long, you could probably just stop and think, okay, let's see, it's the end of March, going into April, here's what's coming up in the weeks and months ahead. What's on the horizon for Michigan?
You know, it's funny, after you do this for a while, you feel like you're in the natural rhythm, just like Mother Nature is. Like, lately I've been thinking, okay, I need the red-winged blackbird. First of all, I wait for the skunks to come out, okay? So the skunks came out, okay, then I knew the red-winged blackbirds had to come back. Now I heard some spring peepers the other day for the first time, so spring is definitely coming back. To me, that means walleye fishing. To me, that means turkey hunting. It means suckers in the Rifle River. It means fish out here in your river. And then we start to move into the summertime walleye fishing. It's just, there's no end to it. No end to it.
Mike, I want to ask you if technology has played a role in how people have started to approach outdoor life.
That's an interesting question, because technology has invaded the outdoors just like it's invaded everywhere else. We see it in a lot of different areas. We see it in our trail cameras. We see it in our fish finders. some people say maybe it's gone too far. Like the state of Kansas just banned trail cameras on public land because they say technology is too much. Some of the fishing tournaments have banned a very high-tech form of sonar called LiveScope, where you can look out to the front of your boat, you can see individual fish, you can cast your lure out there, you can see your lure fall down, you can see it drop down, you can see how the fish interact and how they relate to your bait. I mean, that's pretty high-tech.
Yeah.
But, you know, technology... When crossbows first came out, people said, oh, that's too much technology. You know, it all depends on how you use it. Yes, if you want to use it as a crutch, maybe it can go too far. But if you just go out there, enjoy the resources, do it legally. The morals and ethics are up to the individual. I say just get out there. If you choose to use technology, fine. If not, that's fine. But the main thing is just get out there and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, and this is such a great state to do that, isn't it?
Oh, it is absolutely the best.
Do you have a favorite part of Michigan, whether it's the UP, east, west, north, south?
You know, I love the UP because you get up there and you feel like you're in the middle of nowhere. I love to bear hunt up there. I love my beloved Saginaw Bay because it's in my backyard. But man, I love this part of the state too. Again, I'm looking at that river out there and I'm thinking it is one of the gems, one of the jewels of this state.
We love it. Mike, we love you too. We love having you here and love listening to your show every weekend on WPHM. Thanks for being here.
Appreciate it.